Hello everyone and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 45. We're going to read the psalm twice, first in the Amplified Bible, which is a great version to use if you're looking at studying the meanings of words. And then we're also going to read the same psalm again, but in the New Revised Standard Version, which is a very academic version. So let's read together Psalm 45, and there's a bit of text before the first verse which says that this is a song celebrating the king's marriage. A song celebrating the king's marriage, and it's a psalm of the sons of Korah, just as some of the previous were. It is a song of love, a reflective poem. So let's read and reflect on Psalm 45, first from the Amplified Bible. My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my psalm to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a skillful writer. You are fairer than the sons of men. Graciousness is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. Strap your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendour and your majesty. And in your majesty ride on triumphantly. For the cause of truth and humility and righteousness, let your right hand guide you to awesome things. Your arrows are sharp. The peoples and nations fall under you. Your arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Your throne, O God, is for ever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness, virtue, morality, justice, and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you above your companions with the oil of jubilation. All your garments are fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made you glad. King's daughters are among your noble ladies. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear to my instruction. Forget your people and your father's house. Then the king will desire your beauty, because he is your lord. Bow down and honour him. The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favour. Glorious is the king's daughter within the palace. Her robe is interwoven with gold. She will be brought to the king in embroidered garments. The virgins, her companions who follow her, will be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing will they be led. They will enter into the king's palace. In the palace of your fathers will be your sons. You shall make princes in all the land. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise and give you thanks for ever and ever. And now we read the same psalm again, Psalm 45, but this time in the New Revised Standard Version. My heart overflows with a goodly theme. I address my verses to the king. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. You are the most handsome of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your glory and majesty. In your majesty, ride on victoriously for the cause of truth and to defend the right. Let your right hand teach you dread deeds. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, endures forever and ever. Your royal scepter is a scepter of equity. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are all fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From ivory palaces, stringed instruments make you glad. Daughters of kings are among your ladies of honour. At your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people in your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your lord, bow to him. The people of Tyre will seek your favour with gifts, the richest of the people with all kinds of wealth. The princess is decked in her chamber with gold-woven robes. In many coloured robes she is led to the king. Behind her the virgins, her companions, follow. With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In the place of ancestors, you, O king, shall have sons. You will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore the peoples will praise you for ever and ever. So this is Psalm 45, and it's a very royal psalm. There's lots of royal imagery. But what could this mean to us today? Is this just about royal weddings? Well, I think perhaps at the time it was about a particular royal wedding. But also it's about the Lord. It's about God. It's about our King and our Mighty One. This psalm is considered to be a very messianic psalm. That means it's about the Messiah, the one who was coming. And one of the names for Jesus is the King of Kings. And this psalm is all about a king. Well, not all about a king, but it includes lots of information about who the king is, that he loves righteousness, virtue, morality, justice. This is Jesus. On this time of reading the Psalms, a few things stuck out to me. So one of them was this, in verse 10, where it says, "Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, then the king will desire your beauty." Well, what does this mean, to forget your people and your father's house? Well, I thought this was a really beautiful imagery, not only for marriage, because you leave your father and mother and you're united and you become one, but also for when we turn to follow God. We leave our old way of life, we leave it all behind. We leave the bad influences, we leave who our father was. And elsewhere in the New Testament, it talks about people who follow God previously having been sons of disobedience. So we leave that way of life and we go and be with the King. He is our Lord and we bow down and honour him. Lots of people might try and win us over, but we stick with God. And God looks after us and clothes us in good things. We've also got a mention of the virgins, her companions who follow her. So if the she is the bride of Christ, is the church, who are the virgins? Well, it's all of the people who will come to follow God. All of the people who will put everything else aside and follow him. You might remember Jesus tells a parable of 10 virgins as well. And this is also a parable about weddings. In the place of your fathers will be your sons, and you shall make princes in the land. And I thought this was really interesting and really fascinating as I read it. Or in the NRSV it says, "In the place of ancestors you, O king, shall have sons and make them princes in all the earth." And in the New Testament, those who follow Jesus are referred to as God's sons. We are children of God. In Galatians 4:6 it says, "God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba, Father." Elsewhere it says that we are kings and priests of God in this world. So this psalm gives us such beautiful imagery of what it means to follow Jesus, of who God is, of how he works, of how he desires us, and how we should put everything aside to follow God, who is fairer than anyone else and full of grace. He is worthy of our praise. He looks after us and he loves us. So let's, with joy and rejoicing, be led as we enter the King's palace, as we enter his presence, as his children. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you and goodbye.